Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Lyrics We Love. It's May 29th, Thursday. Typically, I do this on Wednesdays, but I'm changing to Thursdays now. CITR broadcasts from the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Hunkaminam-speaking people at the University of British Columbia Point Grey campus. And we also broadcast as far out as what we labeled colonially as Vancouver, which is the stolen territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations. I was born and raised on a Treaty 7 territory in Calgary, Alberta, as was Everett, who is a guest here today. And Melody, do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Sure. Just say hi. I just graduated. I guess that's the theme of the episode from UBC. So happy to be here.
Yeah, and this is Mel. I also graduated from the same program. Really excited to listen to some songs.
Nice. Today's theme is graduation. So we're going to play songs that are about graduating in some way. Do you want to say what your degree was or not?
I was doing a Bachelor of Arts in Film Studies and Sociology.
Mm-hmm. That's Everett.
Yes. Yeah.
I did the same major and I minored in creative writing.
That's Melody. And I did a BFA. Fine. Shout out. Fine arts. film production. And I minored in sociology. I really wanted to double major in sociology with the BFA film production because nobody's done it. And I was like, that'd be awesome. But I didn't do it. So congrats, Everett, for doing the BA. We're going to start off with, we're going to start off with School Spirit by Kanye West, and then you're going to go into Chase Lounge by Wet Leg, and then Wouldn't Mama Be Proud by Elliot Smith, and then Special Different by Lambrina Girls, and then we'll be back. Okay, so here's a School Spirit.
Alpha step, Omega step, Kappa step, Sigma step, gangsters walk, pimps gon' talk. Ooh, hecky no, that boy is raw. AKA step, Delta step, SGO step, Zeta step, gangsters walk, pimps gon' talk. Ooh, hecky no, that boy is raw. I'ma get on this TV, mama. I'ma put this down. I'ma make sure these light skinned niggas never, ever, never come back in style. Told them I finished school and I started my own business. They say, oh, you graduated. No, I decided I was finished. Chasing y'all dreams and what you got planned. Now I spit it so hot, you got tan. Back to school and I hate it there, I hate it there. Everything I want, I gotta wait a year, I wait a year. Graduated at the top of our class. I went to Cheesecake, he was up for the month and waited there. Alpha step, Omega step, Kappa step, Sigma step, gangsters walk, pimps gon' talk. Ooh, hecky no, that boy is raw. AKA step, Delta step, SGO step, Zeta step, gangsters walk, pimps gon' talk. Ooh, hecky no. I got a Jones like Nora for your Sora. Bring Mora, them girls I seen in the Aurora. Tammy, Becky, and Laura, Aura, Shirley. I'm tryna hit it early, like I'm in a hurry. See, that's that Doobie Kane, a young Pootie Tang, Tippy Tow. Rockefeller chain, yeah, that's my rapper style. Rosary piece, yeah, that's my Catholic style. Red and white ones, yeah, that's my Kappa style. And I ain't even pledged. Crack my head on the steering wheel, and I ain't even dead. If I can go through all that and still be breathing, it's been over, I'm here for a reason. Alpha step, Omega step, Kappa step, Sigma step, gangsters walk, pimps gon' talk. Ooh, hecky no, that boy is raw. AKA step, Delta step, SGO step, Zeta step, gangsters walk, pimps gon' talk. Ooh, hecky no, that boy is raw. I feel a woo coming on, cuz I feel a woo coming on, cuz there was. I feel some woos coming on, cuz a couple woos coming on, cuz there they was. I feel a woo coming on, cuz I feel a woo coming on, cuz there was. A couple woos coming on, cuz a couple woos coming on, cuz there they was.
People move. evening. It feels that tongue to deepen. I guess that can't get any in. 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 I was in the 212. I'm the uptown, hey nigga, you know what's up or don't you? Worker who made ya? I'm a rude bitch, nigga, what are you made up of? I'ma eat your food up, boo, I could bust your eight. I'ma do one, two, fuck a gun, do. When you do make bucks, I'ma look right, nigga, bet you do one, two, fuck. Fuck them like you do one, two, come. You gated, get discovered, I'm a 2-1 deuce. Cock a lickin' in the water by the blue bayou. Caught the warm goose, ain't you do rag too, son? Nigga, you're a Kool-Aid dude, plus your bitch might flick it. Wonder who let you come to 1-2. What'd you do to crew, son? Fuck are you into, huh? Niggas better who run. You could get shot, homie, if you want to. Put your guns up, tell your crew don't front. I'm a hoodlum, nigga, you know you were 2-1s. Bitch, I'm about to blew up too. I'm the 1-2 day, I'm the new ship boo. Young Rapunzel, who are you, bitch, new lunch? I'ma ruin you, cunt.
song to set me free. Nobody writes them like they used to, so it may as well be me. Here am I now after hours. Here am I now on a bus. Think of it this way, you could either be successful or be us. With our winning smiles and our hands, with our catchy tunes or words. Now we're photogenic, you know, we don't stand a chance. Oh, I'll settle down with some old story about a boy who's just like me. Thought there was love in everything and everyone, you're so naive. They always reach a sorry ending, they always get it in the end. Still it was worth it as I turned the pages solemnly. And then, with a winning smile, the boy with naivety succeeds. At the final moment I cried, I always cry at endings. Sure, but I could only make you cry with these words. Cry with these words. Cry with these words. Cry with these words. Oh, get me away, I'm dying. Get me away, I'm dying. Get me away, I'm dying. Get me away, I'm dying.
My new album, Above the Clouds and On the Ground, encompasses everything I love about making music. I'm passionate about digging into the experiences of life and creating something with intention, meaning, and growth. Above the Clouds and On the Ground is about humanity, hope, and healing. Find it wherever you enjoy listening to music or visit alexrunions.com. Funded by Factor and Canada's private radio broadcasters.
Scouts Canada volunteers bring adventures to life, teaching, leading, and inspiring. Help youth grow, connect, and thrive. Take our online quiz and find your perfect volunteer role. Adventure awaits. Join us at scouts.ca/volunteer.
We're back. Hello. You're listening to Lyrics We Love. This is Frances speaking. If you missed the beginning, it's really good because I said that there was going to be an order of songs that didn't happen. So I'm not going to say what's coming up next. I'm just going to say what we played after we played it. So we heard School Spirit by Kanye West, and we heard 212 by Azalea Banks and Lazy J, and then Chase Lounge by Wet Leg, and then Get Me Away From Here, I'm Dying by Belle and Sebastian, which sounds like a coffee shop, actually, that exists in Calgary.
Phil and Sebastian. Phil and Sebastian's. Great coffee.
Yeah. Calgary. Love that
Shout
place.
Out.
So the School Spirit song by Kanye, the reason why we included that, let's just first of all say, yeah, Kanye is not the best person to be playing right now on air, but that is something that We won't get into too much other than just like, other than this song, you know, Lamau at the, he's not doing
topical
so good.
Graduation, you know, yeah. Hard to avoid it.
Yeah.
That whole album.
Separating the art from the artist is not possible. So it's just being mindful that both of the things exist, that he's kind of a piece of, oh yeah. Swearing note. There's probably going to be swearing, in potentially the things that we say, but we'll give a little warning before. So swear warning. Yeah, Kanye's kind of a piece of shit, but this is a song that is related to graduation, in the sense that, I'll just read it out. Told them I finished school and I started my own business. They say, oh, you graduated? No, I decided I was finished. That's awesome.
I love it.
It's really good. And then if I could go through all that and still be breathing, swearing, bitch. No, I'm not going to read that part. I'm here for a reason. Okay, 212, literally just, why procrastinate, girl? No further explanations required for that. Wet leg, the lyrics there are, I'm just going to read the whole thing. Mommy, daddy, look at me. I went to school and I got a degree. All my friends call it the big D. I went to school and I got the big D. I got the big D. I got the big D. I went to school and I got the big D. We went to school and we got the big D. Yeah. And some people are going to continue getting even bigger D's, such as degrees, such as Everett, who
and
is
we hope so.
Sticking around post bachelor of arts.
They can't get rid of me. They try so hard, but I'm here to stay.
Yeah. I'm out of here personally. But what about you, Melody? Are you?
I'm done for now. I don't know what the plans is after, but...
Fair. So fair.
Yeah.
And then the last song, I'll let Everett talk about, because that was his song, the Get Me Away From Here, I'm Dying.
I feel like the title says it all. Is that not how you feel, you know?
For sure.
11:59, deadline, it's hitting. I feel like I've been on vacation for several months. I guess I didn't really have classes last term.
Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm. But tongue in cheek, obviously. I love it here, haha. But also Get Me Away From Here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm dying.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did you feel about graduation/graduating?
It's so weird because I feel like, you know, you've been looking forward to this day for so long and then it just, like, happened so suddenly. But then it's like, you know, nothing, I don't know, like, I guess it's just like life is constantly changing. But,
true.
But, you know, like, you just move on and then it's just so weird that a huge part of your life is just, like, done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There was a song. Wait, I have a. Sorry about that. There's a song that I removed, but it was Is This It by The Strokes, just because it's like, oh yeah, like, is this it? This is the end? Like, all these years. Also, because I've been here too many years. I started in 2019. Mm-hmm. I'm 25, and I'm just getting my bachelor, which is not that deep, but like, wow, I'm so excited to not be here. Like, for real. But it also feels like I would be... I thought I was going to be more excited. I don't really feel that excitement. It's more of, like, a relief. Like, it's not bittersweet. It's just sweet.
Mm-hmm. I'm really excited to take the summer off. And then
yeah.
I'm really excited to be back to it in September, you know?
It's like your gap summer.
Yeah, no, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. And grad school is going to be so much more fun.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, any final... We'll come back, but any final things that we want to say before we go back into the music?
Do you want to share your grad moment story?
Oh, yeah. It was really funny because I would, like, the grad, it was, what, three hours long in total? We had to be there, like, an hour and a half earlier. And they gave us time to go to the bathroom, and I did go to the bathroom before we had to leave. And then I think midway... Like, after we walked across the stage, I just, like, remember sitting there, and I was like, oh, no, I need to go to the bathroom, like, right now. And then I looked over, because me and Everett were sitting right next to each other.
Same degree.
Yeah, same
degree.
And
I was like, girl, same degree, but also same problem.
Same
like,
problem.
Me too. But they really had us, like, locked in there, like, little sheep. They, like, herded us around.
Yeah.
It was very, like, tyrannical marshal.
Yeah.
That we couldn't really get up. And then once the procession was done, he also wanted to, like, lead us out very slowly. And the pace at which he was walking was just not going to work for either me or Melody.
Yeah. So we ran. Like, sprinting.
Yeah, we had to push past him.
Mm-hmm. In the, like, if you graduated, this will make sense. If you haven't graduated yet, they line you up in, like, the, or, like, you get, like, a number and you have to like be in that line
like
in
a
that
dog.
Yeah. But me personally, I was not you know what I mean, not the most prepared. So I showed up, I got in the line, and actually, like, I just went to the back of the line, like, in my, like, number category. And then, like, as we were walking, people were like, oh, I'm this number, what are you? And I was like, oh, I'm this number. They're like, no, you should be way up there. And I was like, oh, for real? So, like, as we were, like, walking to the center, chant center, I was, like, just, like, speed walking next to everybody, like, what's your number? And until I found, and it was also, I was sitting by, like, which I guess I wasn't expecting this, but I was sitting by my friends, which was awesome and good
the
and cool.
The people in your program?
Yeah.
That's how they do it, though.
Yeah.
That's
like makes sense, huh? Yeah. But once at the back, I didn't really know many people. But then once I got to actually where I was supposed to be, I was like, hey, y'all.
Once you got to the spot they assigned you.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, wait, they did this for a reason.
Yeah. Lamau. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll go back into music. I'm just going to say what I'm going to play next because we might shuffle some things around. So, next up, Wouldn't Mama Be Proud by Elliot Smith, and then the rest will be a surprise.
This wouldn't mama be proud. There's a silver lining in the corporate cloud, and the pretty post that you're taking as an NCO. Of the great pretender, I should sure think so. Wouldn't mama be proud? Can I take your order as the heavenly host? Ticket to the jet stream. We'll be right back.
walking Scott Street feeling like a stranger with an open heart, open container. I've got a stack of mail and a Tolkien. It's a shower beer, it's a payment plan. Over my head every night when I go to bed, spending money and I earned it. When I'm lonely, that's when I'll burn it. Do you feel they're all getting married.
Skills is not only fun, but helps me build problem-solving skills. This role allows me to bring my creativity, my ideas to life, and every project is an opportunity for me to learn something new.
Take our online quiz and find your perfect volunteer role. Adventure awaits. Join us at scouts.ca/volunteer.
Picture this. You're walking into your local record store and start skimming the many records until you find an album that you recognize. You pick out the album, check the track list, and maybe only recognize a couple songs. Now you have to listen to the whole album, right? Well, why not do it together? On Discali, every show runs you through an entire album and breaks down key parts and songs that make up an album's aesthetic, art, and story. I'm your host, Oliver, and join me every Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in talking about all things music. Want to discover more albums, artists, record pressings, and concerts? I got you. That's every Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., so tune in to Discali to discover different discographies and add to the musical discourse.
Hello, we're back. You just heard Special Different by Lambrini Girls. Previously, Dreams by the Cranberries, which was Mel's song, Melody. And then Goodbye Horses by Q Lazarus, which was Everett's song. Scotch Street by Phoebe Bridgers. And then Wouldn't Mama Be Proud by Elliot Smith. We put Wouldn't Mama Be Proud and Scott Street, and by we I mean me, next to each other because Phoebe Bridgers loves Elliot Smith a lot, as do I, so it makes sense for them to be next to each other. The Elliot song was actually pretty self-explanatory. It's the title of the song as well, Wouldn't Mama Be Proud? ? I don't know, just because it's an achievement to graduate and it can be your own proudness, but also, I don't know, your mom as well. I just remember, like, when I finished my last exam, which was really funny, the events leading up to doing that final exam, I just would, like, I listened to this song, and I, like, left the exam room, and I was like, hell yeah, I'm done. So awesome. Oh, and there's another lyric in here, actually, that is, kid, you're on the right track. I think that's really cute and sweet. Melody, thoughts? Why did you add Scott Street by Phoebe Bridgers?
Kind of not entirely about like graduation itself, but I thought of it more as like post grad because I was in this restaurant and I listened to like these two, I guess they're like friends. They were talking about, you know, like catching up, like how's your, like, it's like, hey, how's your sister in this song? Like, I heard she got her degree, and that makes me feel so old. Exactly, kind of like this really similar conversation that was going on. They're like, oh, I miss school so much. Like, I was just eavesdropping, but it was just like, this song reminds me of if I were to come back and visit maybe like 5 or 10 years after I graduated, this would kind of be like so nostalgic to me. And also like the last line, like, anyway, don't be a stranger. It's like something that I would say to my friends on the day of graduation. Well, keep in touch.
Hags. Have a good summer.
Yeah, Hags. Yeah, literally. And yeah, like I really like the bike bells and the train sound effects. It's just really cinematic. Like, yeah.
Nice. It was funny that Scott Street and Goodbye Horses both had like a, well, how did it have?
It was like a woo. Yeah, like a woo noise.
Yeah.
But like so similar. So similar. Everette, Goodbye Horses. Why?
I'm a big fan of the song. Kind of like Melody said, feels very nostalgic to me. I feel like I used to listen to it a lot, maybe a couple years ago. But then more recently, my lovely and talented friend, who also was in the same program I was in, we love Fernando.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, you don't have to say their name.
Shout out Fernando. But yeah, he put this song on at my house, and I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't heard this one in forever.
Nice.
Turn it up.
Turn that stuff up.
Yep. Yeah. Crank it.
Crank that, soulful boy.
But lovely, reflective, soulful song. you can kind of envision a field of running horses. Mm-hmm. That's how it feels to graduate.
Shakira has a music video. There's horses running. It's a whenever, wherever, whenever, wherever, whenever. That one.
Mm-hmm. That's a good motif.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There was a video of a horse running down the I-92 highway in the States that Mannequin Pussy posted on their Instagram. And they were like, this. They never did a music video for Loud Bark. But they were like,
that song.
Yeah, it's a good song. We're not going to play it, but it's a good song. Loud Bark, Mannequin Pussy. And they were like, this is inspiration for a music video that we never did for this. Horses running. So freeing. It's like biking. You know what I mean?
My mother used to hypnotize me to envision horses running when I was a small child. So it's a lovely nostalgic theme and connection and tie-in.
Wow. That's cool.
Anything else you want to add about that?
I feel like it's the ultimate, like, running off into the sunset motif. Very Western.
Yeah.
Very Albertan.
Yeah.
True. What about Dreams by Cranberries? Melody.
Yeah, it's kind of like, yeah, the opening verse where like they sing like, oh, my life is changing every day in every possible way. True. That's so relatable. Like,
so true.
Every day.
Yeah, like I feel like some people who like especially with like recent grads, like, you know, after graduation you're kind of like, oh, swear warning, shit, what is happening? And it just feels like your life is changing every day. So
true.
That's why
I said off air earlier, so I'm just gonna say it again, that yesterday I wasn't gonna be in the States for a concert, and
yesterday.
You know what, things change every day.
And that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. The last song that you heard in this section of songs was the Lambrini Girls song. They were just here. They're awesome. They just put out their first like debut album. And there's a lot, like the whole song is kind of the lyric that I love. But like, for example, don't tell me to sit still. Real. I'm special, only good in small doses. Spare me your sarcasm because I don't understand it. That's in the first verse. There's one more. Born Under Punches doesn't have anything to do with graduating or education or in any way, shape, or form. But it's I think that's a reference to Talking Heads' Born Under Punches song. So we're not going to play that because we don't have time. But it's a good song. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just like this song because it's like, yep, I'm 25 and I'm getting my degree, and it's because, you know, sometimes I can't sit still, and that's just the way it be, like, but in a way that's fun. It's really fun, but sometimes it's not that fun when you're like, hello, can I have an extension, and they're like, no, and I'm like, what, and they're like, prove it. Yeah.
I feel like that's a beautiful song, because then that can apply equally to college graduation as it does to like elementary school graduation, when you get the report card home and they're like, oh, the 12-year-old can't sit still.
Yep. I am a 12-year-old. I'm actually in my, yeah, no, really, truly, I have, yep. That's the vibe I bring to the function. Okay, we have one more song. It's All My Friends by LCD Sound System. It's a awesome song to end on, too. Yeah. It's added by Evan, who's not here, but he also graduated with the same degree as Melody and Everett. And I'm just going to play a little voice note.
Aww.
of why he wanted to
adorable.
To so have cute. This song played today. Does anybody have any final things? Because after this, we're done.
Have a good summer.
Have a good Eggs. If you graduated, congrats. If you dropped out, congrats. If, you know, just congrats all around the board.
Mm-hmm.
Hags.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay, here's Evan.
Okay, so to start, there's a pair of lines. It's like, you spent the first 5 years trying to get with the plan. You spent the next 5 years trying to hang with your friends again. And I really like that because it's like, to do it, and then at a certain point you're like, oh, it's over, and I wish I had spent more time with my friends and, like, done more fun shit, you know? I feel like that happens to a lot of people, and it definitely happened to a certain extent to me. So that's part one, baby. Okay, and then I also think that the song is about, like, not taking your friends for granted, at, like, any stage in your life, because it kind of goes through, like, you know, your, like, early years, then it gets, like, towards middle age, and when you get older, and throughout all of it, it's, like, where are your friends, right? Like, at what point did you lose your friends, right? At what point did you become a solitary person, and the forces that sort of turn us into solitary people? So I think it's a song that, like, wants to keep people together, right? But also understands and critiques the way that people grow apart from each other at various stages in their life. Yeah, so it's a very, very friendly song, but at the same time, a very critical song.
Back to you.